This is VOA News. I'm Tommy Bailey. Cases of the coronavirus continue to rise, but at a slower pace. AP correspondent Mike Rossi reports that the number of confirmed cases exceeds 71,000 and the death toll is beyond 1,800.
A study from the Chinese health officials warns, although cases seem to have been declining since February 1st, that could change as people return to work and school after the Lunar New Year holidays. The United States evacuated 338 American passengers off the Diamond Princess cruise ship quarantined at port near Tokyo. Most of them were placed in 14-day quarantine at military bases in California and Texas. I'm Mike Gracia.
Dr. Mike Wadman of University of Nebraska Medical Center says he assessed 13 patients, and he says the center is equipped to care for them.
They're being transported here because of the testing that occurred at the point before departure in Japan. And so we're deemed to be higher risk and transported here for our level of expertise.
The head of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, said that the Chinese data appears to indicate a decline in new cases. However, he said the trend must be interpreted very cautiously. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says that the city of Aleppo, the economic center of Aleppo province, will return stronger than ever after Syrian forces retook complete control from rebel fighters. In a rare televised address Monday, he said the military would not give up until it achieves total victory sooner or later. He also said the fight to liberate all of Aleppo, along with neighboring rebel-controlled Idlib province, will continue despite the empty noise from the north. That is a reference to Turkey, which borders both provinces and has backed the rebels. Turkey has sent troops and equipment into Idlib to try to hold off the Syrian military's advance, while Turkish diplomats are in Moscow for talks with Russia, Assad's biggest ally. This is VOA News.